This is Ozarks at Large. Asbestos was commonly used in the 20th century for commercial and industrial purposes, including to manufacture municipal and domestic drinking water and wastewater pipelines. And, as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich discovered, aging asbestos cement pipes remain in place.
Gareth Evans stands by as a backhoe finishes up repairing an old underground sewer line in the front yard of a private home on Mount Sequoia. The house was constructed in the 1950s. Several chunks of broken sewer line lie on top of some dirt rubble, including a section of chalky white pipe.
We actually found three different kinds of pipe in the ground. There was cast iron, there was Orangeburg, which is a tar paper mache, and then there is also, they call it transite, which is an asbestos pipe.
Transite's a strong composite asbestos cement pipe first manufactured in the 1930s. Evan says it was widely used as an alternative to cast iron during World War II to conserve metal for the war effort.
Back then, that was the big thing, the thing to use. You know, they're figuring out 50, 60 years later that it actually decomposes in the ground and deforms and rots, and so we have to go through and dig it up and replace it.
Asbestos is a mineral and was mined commercially in North America in the late 1800s. It was used later to manufacture fire-resistant insulation, roofing, siding, and floor tiles. It was used in paints, adhesives, hair dryers, and is still used in automotive and machine parts. It was found in children's crayons as well as talcum powder. Talc was mined with asbestos. Under the Clean Air Act in 1970, asbestos was classified as hazardous. 20 years later, it was declared a human carcinogen. Asbestos fibers can lodge inside the lungs or abdomen, causing cancer or a terminal condition called mesothelioma. U.S. asbestos bans have been proposed but struck down. Although no asbestos has been mined in the U.S. since 2002, the mineral is imported mainly to manufacture chlorine. Gareth Evans, who works for Mays Plumbing and Heating in Springdale, says he's learned to handle asbestos carefully.
As long as you're not cutting it and breaking it to a point where there's dust, it's really not that hazardous. So what we do typically is we will use the Mini-X, the tractor that we're digging the sewer line with, to just grab the line and pull it out. That way we don't actually have to physically cut it or damage it, you know, and risk of inhaling it or hurting ourselves.
We contacted the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality requesting to talk with their asbestos service division with no response. So we contacted Tim Nyander, utilities director for the city of Fayetteville, who's in charge of water and sewer operations.
Yes, we have about 800 miles of water pipe. And of that 800 miles, there's about 40 miles left of AC pipe.
By AC, he's referring to asbestos cement pipe. The referenced 40 miles left are 6-inch AC public drinking water mains. Nylander says most of the city's original sewer lines were clay pipe, but asbestos cement service connections still persist in older parts of the city.
The asbestos service connection is part of the city's infrastructure. So when we have to do a repair on a service connection and we find that it is asbestos pipe, we do remove that connection. And of course, the process for removing a connection is you've got to be very careful because the friable portion of the asbestos and the particulates in the air that would cause a problem. So we, when we take out a asbestos sewer service line, we actually use a different type of a non-powered cutting tool to cut the service out. It's called a chain break, but we also wet down the area so we can remove it without causing any particulates to go into the air. And at the same time, our employees are suited with face mask that's got the P100 particulate filter, and then they also wear a full face shield for protection.
Intact, excavated asbestos pipes are landfilled, but broken, crumbling pipe can create breathable asbestos particulate, so must be handled as hazardous waste. Asbestos sewer lines can discharge small amounts of asbestos particulate in effluent, but the amount is small comparatively.
Water treatment plant you've got a multiple hazards that you have to watch out for. So basically the employees, as they work in the influence structures, they have to wear the proper protective equipment to guard themselves against all types of hazards. Asbestos would be one of them, but there's a lot of other type of unknowns, as you would know, that come in through the sewer line. And also in Fayetteville, our two treatment plants, our influence structures are in buildings. So we have air handlers that actually exchange the air at quite a high rate to make sure that the air is fresh in there if there are employees in there working.
Once solids are screened out, wastewater is then treated further.
The rest of the water goes through the biological process where the microorganisms in the treatment plant actually break down the rest of the pathogenic materials, which clarify the water. And then at that point, it goes through a secondary clarification. And then the clean water goes through a disinfection process that disinfects the water before it gets discharged back into the stream.
Any asbestos fibers, he says, are captured with grit, which is landfilled. In 1992, EPA officials added asbestos to a list of a dozen contaminants often found in drinking water. Today, water treatment facilities are required to remove asbestos from drinking water using coagulants and special microfilters. To learn more about managing asbestos in your environment, we've provided a link to this story on OzarksAtLarge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.